This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump spent Saturday on the road campaigning for Republican candidates ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden urged voters to reject Trump's politics of division. Speaking in Pensacola, Florida, Saturday night, the president said Democrats want to undo what his administration has accomplished.
The Democrat Party, not the Democratic Party, but the Democrat Party, wants to sign illegal aliens up for free health care, free welfare, free education. And what do they really want? The right to vote. Because they figure that's the way they stay in office forever.
In Ohio, meanwhile, former Vice President Biden told voters that Trump and the Republicans do not represent American values.
Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Folks, that's what's under attack. And it's time for us to stand up for these American ideals.
Control of both houses of the U.S. Congress, currently dominated by Republicans, as well as 36 governor's offices, will be at stake when Americans vote on Tuesday. The lawyer who helped a Pakistani woman overturn her blasphemy conviction has fled Pakistan because he fears for his life. Saiful Malook told Reuters news agency he left the country Saturday because he feared an angry mob and for the safety of his family. Ultra-Islamist groups staged 3 days of massive street demonstrations after Pakistan's Supreme Court overturned Asia Bibi's blasphemy conviction. Pakistan's government reached a deal with the Islamists to take legal measures to prevent Bibi from leaving the country while the court hears a petition against the verdict. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader Saturday declared victory over the United States after nearly 40 years of confrontation. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's remarks came on the eve of the anniversary of the 1979 takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, and a day after the Trump administration announced that it was restoring all U.S. sanctions lifted as part of the Iran nuclear deal. Those sanctions covering Iran's shipping, financial, and energy sectors take effect Monday. Khamenei says the U.S. has waged military, economic, and propaganda wars against Iran over the last four decades, but has failed to dominate it in the way it did before the 1979 Islamic Revolution that ousted a pro-Western monarchy. He says the U.S. is weaker now than it was in 1979, making Iran the victor. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The International Organization for Migration says a Central American caravan, that's winding its way through Mexico toward the United States, is an annual event and poses no threat. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
U.S. President Donald Trump calls the migrant caravan moving toward the United States' southern border an invasion, a view the International Organization for Migration does not share. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA the caravan is not an emergency. He says it is a normal annual event that has been going on for more than a decade.
I've never heard generally anyone thinking this is a threat to civil peace in these annual events.
While most of the migrants are continuing their relentless march toward the United States, many are dropping out of the caravan. The UN Migration Agency says exhaustion and the challenges ahead are causing many migrants to voluntarily accept offers from Mexico and Honduras to help them return home. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Saturday marked 1 week after the deadly synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, but show up for Shabbat services were held across the United States. AP correspondent Julie Walker has details.
Here at the Central Synagogue in Manhattan, the pews are packed and the 11 victims of the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting are being remembered. Worshipper Stephen Kent says he's Episcopalian but wanted to show his support of Show Up for Shabbat.
It's such a tragedy that happened in Pittsburgh, and I was touched by the calling of the Jewish community to welcome non-Jews into their synagogues today. So I couldn't resist and I came. It was a wonderful feeling.
Outside the synagogue, heavily armed police stand guard, and to get in, you have to go through a metal detector. Julie Walker, New York.
And U.S. jazz trumpeter Roy Hargrove died of cardiac arrest at the age of 49 after a long fight with kidney disease. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.